Track 5. Ready for listening. IELTS Listening, Section 2. You will hear a news broadcast about the renovation of a cinema. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 16. Now listen and answer questions 11 to 16.
Hi everyone, and welcome to the local evening news. I'd like to start with an exciting new development on this side of the city. The redevelopment of the old Regal Cinema on Duncton Street. Last night was the official opening of the new Regal Cinema Complex, as it is now known. And what a transformation. The venue has changed from being a run-down, depressing building to a state-of-the-art cinematic experience. And it's wonderful to see so many of the original features still intact. The building which housed the old cinema has been completely renovated, while managing to incorporate some of the old features of the cinema, like the facade, which is still there. But all the dirt has been completely removed, with a few modern touches added. Multicoloured glass panelling has been added to the facade, so the entrance now looks really snazzy. The old auditorium, which was like a huge cavern and not particularly welcoming, has been partitioned to create three screens. This means that there is now one large cinema screen, screen one, which has a capacity of 500 people. The two smaller screens, screens 2 and 3, have a capacity of 175 and 150. There are fewer seats overall compared to the old cinema, about 150 actually, but there is now a greater variety of shows to choose from. The foyer to the cinema has been totally brought up to date, and made bigger with a much larger ticket office and machines for collecting tickets that have been booked in advance. People will no longer have to stand outside in the rain, as they had to in the past while they were waiting to buy tickets. And where there was a bar serving coffee and cold drinks with a few stools and high tables, there is now a restaurant. The roof terrace, which used to have just a few benches and seats, will be opening shortly with a landscaped garden, with a bar which is open all year round. This will be a welcome addition to the centre. The basement, which leads out into a garden at the back, has been totally renovated and turned into a members' room with a bar restaurant and a small display area for artwork or stalls. The cinema shop is no longer beside the ticket office. It is now next to the entrance to the restaurant. It doesn't just sell sweets, as it did before, but cinema-related memorabilia, including programmes and books, DVDs, CDs, posters.
Before you hear the rest of the news broadcast, you have some time to look at questions 17 to 20. Now listen and answer questions 17 to 20.
And I've got a leaflet here about the programme for the opening week of the newly refurbished cinema, which is the week beginning the 14th of July. As it's during the school holidays, there will be a special promotion. For the matinee performance each day, the cinema is offering free tickets to the first 100 children up to and including 16 years of age, and to all pensioners. And there will be special rates for cinema goers who book a meal in the restaurant as well. Plus, there will be special nights where there are child-free performances. And also, each Wednesday, tickets will be half price for members of the cinema. I see here the membership is only £30 a year and gives you access to member-only previews and to the members' restaurant in the basement. But perhaps the biggest innovation at the cinema is the monthly programme of lectures, where not just actors and actresses, but producers and writers will be involved in delivering talks about a particular film. This is certainly a major development, which will definitely pull in many cinema enthusiasts and hopefully revitalise the area.
That is the end of section 2. You now have half a minute to check your answers.